Okay, we're back for Queen of Embers, episode 16. At this point is when Jonah kind of leans in to tell his story about what happened. And I took them six people to the island. And they said, "Hey, Jonah Sparrow, wait for us here. We got business." And I'm asking myself, what business would you have at a burnout old abbey in the middle of a spa that don't do no damn good for sickness? Right?
In the middle of the night. On that night.
On Penumbra. So I waited it out like they said. And then came these weird lights over the island. Sounds no words could describe. I remember hearing like this screaming and these weird birds, and then this horrible stench started billowing forth from the island. After all that, the reek. And I was just about to hightail it out of there. I'd already lifted anchor and I'd grabbed the oars ready to get out of there. And one of them cloaked people, an older gentleman, holding his left arm like this, ran to the ferry, and we got back here so quick, back in the Bastards River and the riverside. I left the old man at the docks, I moored my boat up, and I proceeded to get drunk, just ward away all the weird shit that happened. Oh, it was horrible. I keep getting this thing in my head since then, the sound and what happened. I can't get rid of it. He grabs your drink and begins to drink deeply. Every time I go down and lay down at night, I just keep hearing that sound of those birds. Ugh. Shakes his head. He kind of almost kind of feel collapses almost in the chair, just kind of leaning over his drink, and all of his bluster and whatnot just kind of dies very, fizzles very quickly. It's like if you'd extinguished a candle.
Jonah.
Yeah.
Oh. Is that Bailey now, Abby? Or Messiah? Bless the water?
She blessed the waters in Rovania, outside of Baleen Abbey, an old spot.
Baleen Abbey.
An old, there's a...
Baleen Abbey. There's stories about Baleen Abbey. Why can't I remember the stories? What are the stories? What are the stories? I don't know, but I'll remember.
I don't rightly know.
Jonah, we're friends. I like you.
I like
good,
you too.
We're good friends.
Right.
We'll be back to drink tomorrow.
Did those fellas come back?
Only one of the six. That fella, old one, okay. Old man. Holding his elbow like this, and his hand was, he said, "Jonah Sparrow, you give me something to hide this with." And I took off my cloak and wrapped it around his arm. And
what was the matter with
him? Well, now it was dark. Can't rightfully say, but he looked hurt. But he's the only one who came back. And then that damn reek, that smell came from the island. The lights were gone. The screaming stopped. The sound was in my head. And all I could hear was the birds on that island. Damn, so weird. I can't get the screams out of my head.
He kind of stumbles backwards and falls to the ground, collapsing, dropping his drink.
Whoa there, partner. I'll help him up.
It's like the Leviathan's ass burning itself in my head.
Have you been back?
Gods, no. Why would I go back?
He says, kind of pleading.
I don't know.
That fellow had made it. What was his name?
Our gave me their names. They knew who I was, but
was he
not even Mrs. Whitehouse knew who they were.
How much would it be if we wanted to go back?
You wanna go there? He says, kind of stammering for a moment.
Yep.
You need to make a hard charm test.
Alright. It's going to be a 16% chance to succeed.
16.
Can I at least assist?
Man. Sure, if you have a skill rank in charm.
I succeeded.
What?
Oh, 15.
Oh my god!
I was like, I definitely do, but that helps.
He seems almost taken aback and suddenly, like, smooth as silk, like, Warren just busted out.
Yep.
You intended to try to figure out what's going on there, and y'all the good people.
Trying to.
You can get this smell out of there, sound out of my head. I guess I can take you there, but I'm telling you, the place is cursed.
Oh, I know it's cursed, but our intentions are pure. We intend to get this reek out of here, because if we don't, who else is going to do it? Everyone else's eye is going to be stanky, just like his, just like yours.
We're going to go. We got to do it at night. We go during the day, the Brigadine patrol boats probably catch us.
Night it is.
All right.
Tomorrow night.
I gotta see a man about a horse, he says, as he kind of stumbles off, which is a euphemism for him to go piss. You do not see him for the rest of the night. He disappears.
Well, that settles that.
I didn't find out what I wanted to fucking know. Where did he drop this guy off at? It wouldn't be that hard to find somebody with a fucking wounded arm. We could beat the piss out of him and get that information. Where the fuck was going on there?
Well, perhaps...
Amelia saw him, though, right?
Right, maybe she can describe him a bit better.
Let's see that.
Her sober eyes.
I want to walk into this blind.
Do we want to... Want to get back to the boss man? Tell him what...
Give me 2 minutes.
Alright, let me...
I think she put something in my drink.
Yeah, it was booze.
Liquor.
You approach Amelia Whitehouse. It looks like y'all chop. Y'all talked his ear off all night.
Chucky probably had to kick him out at least.
Well, we ain't shutting our doors. So you stay as long as you want. Drink up. We ain't got no lodgings. But you're welcome to stay and eat and drink.
I appreciate it. I think one of us has found themselves a little too deep in their cups already, so we'll be back again. I got one last inquiry for you before we wander off into the night.
Nods.
These fucking fools that wanted to go off and look for haunted places in the dark. You describe one of them who came back. You know who he was? Said you'd never seen him before. Could you describe him? Know where I could find him?
And the fellas who came in, they were dressed in big brown cloaks. I mean, you could barely even see their faces, but a couple men, a couple women, I believe. One of them, though, the foremost of them, had a big old droopy white mustache. Can't say I recognized him or his voice. I don't know exactly where he was dropped off. Hearing what little bits of the story I heard from Jonah.
That ain't a lot to go on.
Wish I could help.
I know you do.
I keep it my business to stay out of people's business in order to get good business. If you understand my meaning.
I do. You know where he docks up?
Riverside.
It's right outside. Not far from here. There's a jetty. You'll recognize this old jalopy, she says, a term used in Durendal to describe an old broken down smuggler's boat.
Nice. I'll say silently as I turn about.
You adjourn outside. It's nighttime. It's dark.
Head back? Head back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good, Warren? New boss?
New boss. See, there's a little bit of wind and a little bit of rain.
Everyone doubted me. The job I did. No, I'm taking all credit for it.
Yeah, I think Warren took a lot more.
I didn't get him to do anything. I'll tell them what I know.
Oh, we should get in before.
Some folks, some sort of religious garb, monks, priests, something like that. They were who was with him. Gotta find, see if we can poke around here in the morning and find the one with the fucked up arm.
There's stories about Baleen Abbey.
You find your way back to the cloakroom, soaked to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
When you adjourn around sometime toward the witching hour, when you can hear the bells.
Can we retrieve our weapons on the way back?
Yes, absolutely. Right. The bell, as you're making your way through Bessiah Square back to the cloakroom, and you can see it's kind of glimmering, kind of pale light with the moths gathering around the panes of glass. You can hear the tolling of the bell at the witching hour. Dern 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 dern. Dern 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 dern. Dern 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 dern. Dern 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 dern. And they come from different parts of the city.
Sorry, Klaus.
Sorry, Lars.
Sorry, Lars.
Sorry for the copyright infringement. But you can hear the bells that they're pealing almost like in together, like in some sort of clearly like a melody. Like there is a toll across different parts of the city.
Did you ever notice that?
It's kind of weird how they get it all in a tune. Like, they must be really good at it, just knowing right when to pull the horn.
Well, they practice every day. And get it every day.
Inside the.
That's not that funny.
Inside the cloakroom, you go. As you see the flash of lightning outside, the storm is now, the rain is now coming down, pattering against the glass panes, and you move almost from one place, which was soot and earth and smoke, to the cloakroom, which is soft and comfort and polished wood and dark bronze colors and Renaissance kind of trappings, candles burning upon candelabras, a place that is far more upscale. The rain did little to wash away the dirt from your clothes and such. The soot still clings to your clothes, and you're still mostly dirty, but you manage to clean your faces off as you adjourn with Terwin Forrester. It's clear they've been drinking, but they have a look of determination upon their faces.
It looks like I missed out on a good time.
You did.
Oh, it's good to see you.
I mean, he didn't make it like...
His face is completely flushed red, as if he's been drinking all night.
It's good to see you put forth for the group efforts. It comes round.
Wouldn't say it was making it rain like my lords do, but he did well.
Didn't need to in this place. It was pennies to drink. Making it rain like my lord in that place would have cost me a shilling.
It's a good thing that we brought along someone who knows how to spend money.
Yeah, lifetime of it.
Right.
You made a good
Alistair
choice.
Alistair did a good job.
It was really Alistair who did everything. But
I didn't do anything.
He used his lordly waves of moving the jink around. It was impressive. It was like watching my father dangle coins and saying, do this for me.
They all did it.
The cloakroom at this time of night is actually fairly quiet.
Oh, I thought we went to it. I thought we adjourned to our room.
You're at the cloakroom. You're back. That's where you were keeping Kip.
Yeah. For this game. But we had a private room.
You do. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You'll head upstairs and the door will close and you will close the windows. It's a cold autumn rain. The cold autumn rain.
The cold November rain.
It is a cold November rain. Oh my god.
In the cold November rain.
We're ripping off every 80s ballad.
Hey, they're covered.
You
gotta get out.
I gotta hear just a couple.
Okay.
I'm gonna finish
it's
up.
It's called covers.
Yeah, covers.
Yeah.
So
I found something.
Why don't you tell them what we found?
I'll explain the situation of the story to him. Relate to the tales of the Lonely Island. Not the comedy trio, but the... And the
so we're going to go on a boat, and it's going to go fast, and...
Yes.
I got to buy myself some nautical themed.
Like a boss.
Yes. And like a boss.
Right. So, it's not the traveling troupe, it's the island.
Right.
Yeah. Baleen Abbey, yeah.
The one with all the stories.
So I don't know anything.
Look,
I don't know the stories around these parts, but
where are the stories?
Well, you know what the stories are about, right? You've never heard them? Mm-mm. Oh, they shut it down.
Well, I heard that now.
Yeah.
Well, it's because soldiers burnt it to the ground.
Right. Well, what?
Well, that's what.
Oh yes.
They said.
Right.
Well, a whole bunch of folk went crazy in there.
It was a school for making warlocks.
What?
Warlocks.
Oh, magic-y wizards.
Yeah.
Demon. Well, wizards use wands. Warlocks are different.
Demon wizards.
Yeah. Wizards use wands. And that's what we saw last night. We saw a wizard. No, these are where they made a lower knight.
That's something.
Yeah. And they had all sorts of strange things that they was doing. They take people in there and some of them come out missing pieces. They take dead people in there. They ain't got no burial lot inside. Yeah, they was doing some real...
Cutting them up. Who knows what?
Warlock. Do the Lornites wear gray robes?
Dark. Sometimes, they start off black and then, they turn gray.
I think they describe the robes that these fellas were wearing as brown.
Brown, oh. Yeah.
Brown. I don't know if that means anything or not.
That doesn't.
You got a hood on it.
I don't know.
They allow facial hair, so they aren't one of them types.
I don't know nothing about no brown robes.
Do we take this to Hexenstone?
He may have some...
Because he said find the rook. Are we done? Or do we need to actually go and verify this?
He may have something to say about it, but I'm afraid, and I'd be open to get into everyone's interpretation, but I'm afraid we'd just tell him and he'd be like, oh, well, thank you, but that's all?
I mean, we got the hearsay of some old drunk.
Yeah.
No offense. He seems like a nice guy, but he's a drunk.
And so
you we got to know for sure.
And so you said that we have to go at night.
Well, that's the only way he's going to go.
So I got an idea.
He's a river man. Smuggler.
He's a smuggler. Let's face it.
All right. I got an idea on this. So... You don't want to give your sword up because it's your granddad's. You got that.
I can't.
Same.
Well, we spoke with the guard, and he said that...
I don't know.
We could pay the man, and he would let us in.
I was there.
We're not going to pay him. I'm going to pay that scum. We'll have him pick us up at Ledlock Bridge. It's on the bastard. It's on the way. Why the hell would we even go back to Riverside? You and I, or you and Alistair, can go back to Riverside tomorrow, buy out... Buy Jonas some drinks, tell him to meet us at Lovelock Bridge. We'll have the cash there. Cash from the barrelhead.
We have all the bring our own weapons.
And then you bring your weapons to Lovelock Bridge. You hop on the boat and you go.
I see. Yeah, that's good thinking.
I've had a number of poor experiences of jumping on boats at Lovelock Bridge in the past.
My
favorite thing.
I'm not going to say jump off the bridge. Just go to the, go to the river edge.
It's fine.
I mean,
that way there's no issue.
Let me go to Riverside tomorrow. I can't find what I got. I want to see if I can find the one fucker who knows what's going on for sure.
The one that you said had something happened to his arm.
Yeah.
With the white mustache.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's the only one that truly knows. I sure should like to know before we go walk into that place.
Okay.
Well, if they did some wizard type stuff or some warlock type stuff, then none of us have moon skills. You fight magic with magic, right?
Sometimes you can.
I'm not saying
silly.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they're still there. They shut it down.
So, and I'm still confused. I never saw a wizard one at the other night.
He had two wands. You didn't at least hear him?
He's in shot two people dead.
Oh. You mean gunpowder weapons?
Pie shot.
Right.
Wizardry.
I was so confused. You're just superstitious. It totally makes sense now.
Very superstitious.
So the warlock thing is just some other...
No, that's a magic wizard.
It's just as real as wizards.
They're just going to consort with demons.
You know, I was saying that Parshot smells like magic.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it is.
Mm-hmm. So he's... Yeah.
I think I'm confused and I need to sleep.
I mean, that sounds like a good idea for everyone.
So you all will rest for the evening, Walter. We'll see you next time.
Cool. See you guys. Yep. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Yep. We will continue on. Tim, you want to swipe around where Walter was sitting?
Yeah, sure.
So you all rest for the evening and awaken the next day. The smell of the reek is ever present, obviously. You all did not sleep very well that evening either, as you'll awaken to imperiled. The smell is overwhelming. Everyone, as you kind of come out in the streets, are bleary-eyed, whether they've been impacted by the stench of the reek, or they just haven't been able to sleep. The smell is horrendous.
Before we leave the room, I take the time to see the Tarwin's wounds. He has any?
I am lightly wounded, so.
Okay.
Should be automatic.
All right. Mm-hmm. Cool.
You're mended.
Yay!
Spend a bandage.
Since the beginning of the campaign.
Bandage.
And I'll take my eye drops, if you'd be so kind.
Sure.
Yep.
Difficulty.
It will be routine.
Okay.
Routine heal. 64. Use the dose of Dwale to treat the reek stink.
And as a success with 49.
Nice, so you can ignore the effects again for today.
I'll mark another day.
Keep your finger out of that eye.
Need to take
the drops do help, but...
I need to take my tincture.
Mm-hmm. Alright. One corruption for that.
Yeah. No.
So, it is early day. Do you wish to wait until the evening?
Yep.
Elisa and Alistair will join you later tonight. They will ensure that Jonas Sparrow will meet you at Lovelock Bridge.
So, while you lot was gone, I thought I'd visit Lieutenant Reich.
Alright.
Because I was under the misunderstanding that Lieutenant Reich was the top man that we had access to for the beginning. But it appears that Lieutenant Reich and Sir Lee Land is peers. So
it's broken by districts.
Yeah.
like they do in almost every major city.
All right.
Right. That makes sense.
Well,
there's got to be somebody over Leland.
Yeah, but, I mean, I ain't got any way in with him. So, I thought I'd ask a little bit about, you know, what happened at the beginning, you know, with Druce and that woman.
I think it turned out.
He was poisoning the children and setting them up to be slaved off, and I felt like there was a bit more that he could tell me, but he said I was getting a bit too familiar. Because I was trying to be friendly, you know, and just be personable. And, well, sometimes I'm not always the most personable, and so I come off a bit strong. Well, I think there's a bit more to it, even though I think we should be focusing on this. I don't want it to slip our minds. I want us to keep...
So the woman?
Yeah, she was executed, though.
Yeah, we saw.
Yeah.
They hung it like the... Not even...
Right.
It wasn't even 24 hours. It was the next morning.
So I asked if they gleaned any information from her.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when...
He turned sour.
Yeah. So, I don't think that he's got anything to hide. I just think he, you know, thought it wasn't none of my business.
I think...
Well, he knows you're working for the king or whoever, you know, Dufresne. Why would he want to hide it from you?
Well, not everybody recognizes the authority that we have.
Well, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, but it's not like it's you either do or you don't. It's a varying amount of degrees.
So he thinks it's some sort of a need-to-know type of thing.
Yeah. So, we may want to just keep that in mind. And also, he said he'd give us five gold if we brought him Druce.
Is it dead or alive?
I don't know. I didn't ask that. I mean... They was trying to get a reward for Druce dead. That lot that...
Probably either way.
Yeah. Maybe. So, even if it's one go, still enough to...
Not just dump his body in the river?
Yeah.
Well...
Was there anything we need to do before we go to this place?
Anyone we want to talk to?
I wish I could remember... The stories about Baleen Abbey. There's something about that place.
Well, we haven't talked to Chandler.
Childhood stories.
Well, you know, of anybody that I've met, I imagine there's two people that would know. And that would be Alexia Thrice Broken. And I'm getting my lore confused, sorry. Not Alexi. There's only one person I've met, and that will be Elise's friend.
Actionstone?
Yeah. Isn't he a lore knight?
Yeah.
Well, he's liable to know then.
Liable to know about it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But still... I mean...
I just want to know what we're getting ourselves into. Well, like I was just saying. What are we getting ourselves into here?
Nothing good.
You're
talking warlocks and wizards and... Jonah.
Alright.
I think you did see something. Or you at least heard something.
First off... Do you trust Exenstone?
No.
No?
He's an Alornite.
Of course I don't. I mean, is it plausible that you can predict that this person is going to assassinate the Baroness? No. He's part of the conspiracy.
Oh, I mean...
He is the conspiracy.
Well, isn't it in the stars?
No. Nothing. That's nonsense.
Well, yeah, but...
That's superstitious nonsense that wood witches and fools like him believe.
Hey, you saw that wise woman.
What well, yeah,
And then you think all this still?
How do you think they figure out you're dooming?
Well, you know...
They know things.
I guess you have to believe in your dooming to... I mean, when's your dooming? Is it?
Well, no one knows for sure quite when. But
yeah,
well, it's more the how.
I just know, yeah. I mean, it's twice for poison, thrice for a kiss.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell does that even mean?
Means you watch out for it.
Yeah. If a kiss is going to be 1.5 the amount of a kiss, I mean, then poison, well, that's an expensive kiss. Don't buy that kiss.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Warlock again on that.
You know, you keep naysaying one of these days, you'll know.
I mean, I'm just saying.
So, I'm sorry.
If we're going to go up against someone with magic, I mean, it might not be a bad idea to have an Aurora Knight on our side.
So that brings me back to my original question. Do we trust him?
No.
I trust that he can... Uh-huh. I mean, if he's hiring us to figure it out and shut it down, then...
I trust him to, if it's something that his order caused, trust him to leave us on that island dead.
So...
I mean, we can ask him, but I figure those Lornites don't want to get their hands dirty.
Right. I mean, we want to know what we're getting ourselves into, so let's weigh the risks of talking to him first.
Can we just go to, I don't know, where's the local chapel? Where's the local cathedral?
You think they've got a Lornite stationed up there?
No, just go ask someone of the Covenant, Steward or the Martyr.
I don't think they really know what was going on in Baleen, because it...
There's children's stories. Do you know what they always say? My dad always said there's always something. There's always truth in children's stories.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, like...
Warren? Some days you catch me off guard.
I forgot to indicate, because you woke up from intoxication, you covered no peril. You made the current peril condition track you were at.
Right.
So you're still at -1 skill, right?
So, I mean, okay, cutting the chaff here. So, we could probably find out a bit from Exenstern about Bailey Nabby. He'd probably tell us it was a school for people who were above and beyond.
Right. He'd lie.
But he could give us some insight as to what we're getting ourselves into.
Or he could just tell us to stay the hell away because it's church land.
He could do that. And he, again, there's the whole notion of maybe we're not coming to him with much, but if we was to come to him with just that, then perhaps it would be a little bit more, you know, like, hey, we plan on going, but before we go, we just wanted to, you know, touch base with you so we knew what we was getting ourselves into, and then it would make more sense to talk to him. But if we go, yeah, it's coming from Baleen Abbey, well, that's it. I mean, you heard that from a guy who had a drink.
You know. Well, if we're going to be looking into it, and we know there's all kinds of magic-y weirdness going on there, then I suppose maybe he can help us out. Maybe he can give us some kind of a magic amulet or something to ward off all the bad stuff.
And you weren't there, boss. I don't believe a fucking word Jonas says about anything else. He's a blowhard.
Huh?
But the fear on that man's face when he said, when he talked about this.
Okay.
He was there.
Right, so from what you said, there was light and there was birds. And then the stench. And the man had something wrong with his arm.
Yeah.
It seems like magic to me. But...
I don't know.
There was something about the way he said it, though. Like, he was trying to explain something that...
he says he still hears.
Was, something wasn't quite right. He couldn't quite explain.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
He did say those words.
Again, to bring it back on to point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her concerned. I don't trust him. I think he's as culpable as whoever they killed that was supposed to have tried to kill the Baroness.
So we should not go and talk to him because... If Elisa weren't going and making sure right now that we were having the boat, she would say, oh, he's my best of friend. And yes, I trust him completely.
Well, she ain't here.
Well,
then you make the choice, boss, because...
Yeah, time out here. Let's ensure we're not talking about Elisa because she's not here and cannot give her feedback.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Yep.
I wasn't quite sure how to handle that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, at this point, boss, I've given my opinion. So make the decision.
What? I don't trust the man, but maybe he can, since our mission is aligned with what he's doing, I assume...
He's the one paying us for it.
So maybe he can help us out. I think we can trust him in this piece. This little piece.
I agree with Warren.
I don't trust him at all.
So you think he just sent us to our deaths or what have you?
Yes.
I mean, but why? Why even go about it in such a silly way? He could just have us killed. He could have done it a number of times.
Well, if we find out where it's at, we tell him. And if we go and die there on the island, it's still no loss to him. He finds out where it's at.
Right, but
tell the Baroness he's done his job.
He wants to get it done as best he can, so he'll help us out the most he can. That's what I'm assuming.
Well, that and if we don't talk to him, and there's something to die from on that island, we'll still be dead. So we may as well talk.
Well, I guess you've made your boss. Your decision.
Let's do that.
Finding Hexenstern, recall that he comes here in the evenings to dine after his business is finished with the Baroness during the day. And you must hope that it is not a high holy day either. So anyone here have education? Okay. You will recall from your palm book, you will go or through your, what do they call that? Chat book. You will flip through your chat book and go ahead and make an education test. This test will be this will be easy for you.
Okay. 68. 84.
Ooh. Want me to roll that?
You guys want me to roll it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because otherwise we're not going to know whether he's worth your point. We're wasting our time. Or...
94.
Oh, jeez. You searched through, your memory doesn't, the book doesn't quite jog your memory, and frankly, you weren't really paying close enough attention when you were not forming school, but,
Divination is never my forte. I liked mathematics and science.
Well, back in Grawlstead, you know, we kept our Sabbath and what have you, but, you know, you gotta work. So we did.
Yeah, as I said, divination was not my strong suit.
We're not leaving until nighttime, and he comes here in the evening. Evenings before nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Should you wait until... Since it's not your contact, till she's around? I don't know. Again, I don't... I'm truly fresh. Know. I'm fresh meat to the agency, so...
Well, if she shows up, yeah, we'll have her talk to him. But if she doesn't, before we leave, then we need to
do what we gotta
talk to him anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know the protocol on that, boss, but as long as you feel that you're good.
We gotta wait anyway. I'm gonna take some free time and go take a ride with Matthew then.
Okay.
It's been a couple days. It's probably all stir crazy in there.
You will get out and ride around for the day, and there is here in Visayas Square, it's pretty much the confluence of where people come in and out of the city. It's where they come and start and do their trade and head throughout the rest of Durendal. But there, you can tell as you kind of come near the bridge that separates Founders Square from Bisaya Square, there's the Brigandine is still kind of.
Would I be able to exit up. The city?
Yeah, you can absolutely leave the city. It leads you to the Night Soil Collective, though.
Right, I was going to kind of go more around and.
Ride the countryside?
Ride the countryside.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That way I can get up to like a gallop, you know, get a good workout on them.
No danger by any means.
Right.
So you're within sight of the city, and you can see that as the sun is beginning to set and you're coming back to Durendal, you can see that dense cloud kind of lingers over Durendal, and out here the air is fresh. Mm-hmm. It's actually good for your lungs.
Right.
And having spent the day out here, we'll allow you to ignore tomorrow's effects of the reek, since you spent all day on the countryside.
Sweet.
Or it's constitutional.
Country air treats you good.
That's right. But you can see that over Durendal Ors is called the Anvil, amid the iron-rich hills and the mining towns that surround it. You can see that lingering smog over the entire city. And once you come back, you know, it's almost feels like day to night, because the smoke, although it's not thick, it's like constantly in the air everywhere here. So it's like entering from like the light of the sun to the shade beneath large clouds. Like it's dramatically different.
Right.
And the smell of the Riku one is kind of fills your lungs, and you can see the folk here. But the day kind of passes. You go about some of your business. You'll need to spend money for food.
I do want to take the time to actually purchase
provisions
for this adventure coming up.
I love it. Okay. You can absolutely do that. So in order to provision up, what is your social class?
My social class is lowborn.
Okay. So you will purchase the ingredients for responsible for it, to prepare your meal. You're preparing a meal for a lot of people.
So I'm preparing the meal for the group. Okay. And I guess if I have the coin, I would consider some of my companions' delicate palates, and
stomach.
Compensate for that if I have the coin.
So aristocrats pay a shilling.
So not too rich.
Burgers pay 8 brass.
Okay.
Lowborn play 4 brass pennies. For what you're gonna do, pay 2 shilling.
Okay, so 2 shilling.
Yeah, everybody pays this money to eat for the day, by the way.
Okay.
This is your daily allotment of food.
Well, it is expensive. I'll buy a couple days of food.
I told him I would pitch in on his food, so I'll give him one of the shillings.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Simple fare for simple folk, such as myself.
It's simple. 2 days provisions for the group. And then if I have any extra time during the day, I'll try to find a situation where I can actually prepare this meal.
Absolutely. That won't be a problem at all, in fact, as you will prepare the food stuff. So go ahead and make a survival test.
Okay.
This will be, you spend most of the day doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not in any hurry, so it's a routine survival test.
Okay. I can actually use trade cap as well, but I don't have a train, so I'll just go ahead and use survival, which is a 59. You said routine?
Mm-hmm.
Turns to a 69. I rolled a 67, so that is
nice.
A success. So,
your food
with my feast or famine ability for the camp follower, I can have allies equal to my fellowship bonus, which is 3. Go up one step up the damage to condition track and recover to unhindered, regardless of danger.
Ooh, that's super nice.
So when everybody chooses to eat that food, it'll be properly prepared.
Mm-hmm. Now that is allies, so that does not apply to me. So,
well, it's you too.
Okay. Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, you're always your own ally.
It wasn't clear in the
book. I am my own worst enemy.
So I guess I would impart this bonus to 3 people total, who one person isn't getting it, basically.
If they wish to eat tonight. You can always keep the food stuff. Keep that in mind.
Well, I want to keep it for tonight because, well, actually, also, so we're not resting tonight is the thing.
That's right. Well, yeah, we're kind of taking an easy day. I mean,
okay. So is anyone low on the damage condition track?
I think we're all up now.
Okay.
Just hold on to it for a while.
I'll just hold on to it for now then. Okay. So I can just have it for later.
So this food, your foodstuffs will, in this condition, will last for 3 days.
3 days.
Yep. Yeah, and remember, somebody can only get the benefit of the meal once a day.
Right.
So they can't take three helpings and go up three steps to the damage condition track.
Go, 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 go.
So,
eat your soup.
It's good for the soul.
The soup stained froppings.
What is... Jesus.
Oh, man, if only he had your soup.
So nighttime, Dan...
What are what are rations?
Well, you can purchase hardtack at a greengrocer.
I was trying to have these.
It is. I should know that hardtack is equivalent to lowborn food. It is not appropriate for your palate.
Okay.
So if you wish to purchase something for the road, you may do so.
I'm looking. I mean, now. Just for emergencies more than anything.
It only lasted a couple days, though.
Oh, will it?
Yeah, like the food I got has only lasted 3 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right.
That was like salted pork or salted beef. And...
Yeah, I mean, it'll. We call it a ration, but we call it. What is it?
Trail rations or something?
That's not rations, it's.
Provisions.
Provisions?
Yeah, preserve rations is 4 brass pennies. And keep in mind that every meal you carry is 1 encumbrance.
Oh, every meal?
Yes.
So if I'm carrying provisions for the entire group, that's quite a bit of encumbrance. Okay.
12 encumbrance.
Okay. That's more than I can carry.
Just a lot of food.
Yeah.
I can hold some.
Okay. We can kind of spread it out throughout the group if we've got...
I can do that. I can help with that.
Okay.
I can carry 3.
12 encumbrance, then everyone carries 3 or so. And...
So everybody mark foodstuffs at 3 encumbrance.
Mm-hmm. Can I carry 1?
And then calculate your encumbrance limits.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody extra takes
some money? I am at my max, but I'm not over, so I'm good.
Sorry, your max, your threshold.
Once my threshold.
Pass your threshold, that's when you start suffering penalties.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Every point over your threshold, you lower your movement and your initiative by 1. When either one of those values are 0, you can no longer carry anything else. You must dump something.
That's what I'm saying. Can anybody else take more than 3?
Not without going over my threshold.
Yeah, check mine.
Nine, 10. So I'd be at 10, 13. I'd be already over with food.
Okay.
So if you're over, be sure to recalculate.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask when we, I guess if we're going tonight, I can't ask people that aren't here.
That's right.
I mean, I guess we're not bringing the horse, are we?
I assume that horses and boats don't necessarily mix.
Yeah, I was going to say.
With previous experiences.
I was going to say, let's put it on that. Never mind.
As much as I would love to bring Matthew.
He doesn't.
No.
Yeah. So assuming you're going to probably meet tonight with Tex and Stern. A lot of awesome music, by the way, from Sirenscape. I need to download it all. You will find Hexenstern in a small, kind of cordoned off area, as a private booth, if you will, here at the cloakroom this evening. Hexenstern he sidles up to the table and sits down, and he tucks a kerchief into between the nape of his neck and the top, unbuttoning the top of his robes. Remember, he kind of wears robes. If you imagine the robes from like Game of Thrones, like Littlefinger wears, like with the pants and the robes over, it looks a little bit like that. He kind of unfastens the top and he sits down. And he's clearly from the south. You know, he's Gothic. He has that kind of look about him. Dark eyes, dark as the storm and gray. His hair is brown. He's got silver wingtips kind of in there.
So is the robe.
But, just a brown robe.
Brown robe.
Does he have a white mustache?
He has no hair on his face whatsoever. Okay. He's clean shaven.
Is it twirled? Like it's a villain.
Okay. good afternoon! Herr Clavager, he says.
Good evening.
Good evening, rather. I am sorry.
It's alright.
Ah! The rest of you are here as well. Would you care to join me for a meal tonight?
Certainly.
Sure.
Alright. Thank you kindly.
I spoke to... how do you say miss in German? Fräulein.
Fräulein.
I spoke to Fräulein Elisa earlier. She said you were going to join me for dinner, so I am thankful that you were able to arrive on time.
It's good that she... it's good that she let you know that we was coming.
Yeah. Well, he says, kind of... He moves a stack of books and papers to the side, like a tall stack of books that are wrapped with a leather belt.
Well, we found out a few things that has given us a lead.
Oh, we're jumping right in, are we? Good.
You'll have to forgive me. I'm not gifted with the gift of gab.
Well, I can appreciate directness. I would expect no less from the Dufresne. Please, go on. Tell me of your investigations.
Well, long and short of it is, we had to do some favors to get some information. So
yeah,
we did those favors, and the information that we got was that on the same night that the rig started, there was some strange happenings at a place called Baleen Abbey. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of Baleen Abbey. This happened on the night of Penumbra, you say?
That's right.
He says, remarking for a moment, kind of taking his fork, stabbing his food, and proceeding to eat, cutting it carefully with a knife. I suppose it is not too surprising to know that these events crossed between one another. Since the Leviathan's eye has shown into the Elia, the constellation above us, the fixation of the stars, he says kind of plainly. People have been reporting strange things on the city. Sarik appears to be at least one of those things. People irritated. People out of sorts. People taken by dreams and nightmares.
Yeah, my grandmother used to call it a choleric disposition.
It will pique the cholera, such tidings and types.
Well, plus it really stings, as I point to my eyes.
Yes, it is most unfortunate. I am very sorry to hear that.
We're trying to keep it under control. But he keeps sticking his finger in his eye.
Well, if this air just wasn't so darn dirty, I mean, I wouldn't have to be getting the gunk out all the time.
Yeah, I hear you, I understand.
I mean, out in the country, the air was, it was sweet. It was clean.
You're looking better today.
All right.
Say that.
So can you tell us about Baleen Abbey? I remember some childhood stories, fairy tales, or,
well,
you know, boogeyman stories, whatever they're...
Yeah,
Don't go to Baleen's Abbey unless you want to, you know.
Well,
I don't remember them, though. I mean, it's been so long.
I must admit, he says, I am not from the Rubain Girdle. So the stories that I know of Baleen Abbey are few and far between. I have not made it the focus of my studies. I suppose you could say my head is among the stars as opposed to the terrestrial realm, he says, as he kind of motions with his hand, indicating the world below his feet.
Well, tell us true, at least.
To the celestial is my area of focus and not to the terrestrial.
Tell us true, at least. Is there magic going on down there? We're worried.
Magic going on at Baleen Abbey?
Yeah. We heard the stories.
It's where, was it Basaya bluffs the waters?
Yeah, this is true. This is a story that even we have heard all the way down in Cahibro. That Saint Basaya, when she had made pilgrimage from the south to the north, that along the way, he and Dorinda, in fact, they had named the square after her when she had voted away something evil.
She blessed the waters and the spa near Baelin Abbey, and this has happened in the Second Age, I believe. Yeah, I've heard this story. The story of magic, though, what do you mean by that?
You know, not natural.
Well, unnatural certainly things you will find in the world around us, but there's usually a scientific explanation. It is to the stars that one looks to magic, but not to the world below.
So non-scientific.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for. Is that what's going on down there?
To be honest, I cannot tell you. I am no diabolist. As I said, I study the movement of the layers of the zodiac and the stars.
We're just worrying that if there is some kind of non-scientific magical little thing, if you had anything that would help us keep it from hurting us while we're down there.
Yes, I do.
Ah, good.
He pulls out a palm book. This. Read the Librum. All you need to know to resist evil spirits is inside here.
I can't read.
This is most unfortunate.
I can read.
Those who cannot read pray, or consult with a priest or a prelate. I should suggest to speak with your local preacher.
Do you know any stories?
Stories of?
Of the Abbey.
Well, I've heard some stories that the people tell around here. Most of it seems the fanciful stories of parents telling their children to stay in bed, not wander outside the city. The one that comes to mind, though, in particular, was during the border war.
The famine.
That's the famine. It's the Red Death.
Red Death.
Red Death, yeah.
When the soldiers would begin to come back from the war that came from as far as Vecna's Point. And when they came back to the city, they brought with them sickness, the Red Death. It infected many people in Durendal. It's a people who live on the other side of the city. They go to the abbey and they lock themselves up and wait for the sickness to pass. Well, the sickness did not touch them. The sickness came and went. Once the ports were blocked off from the Gothic, the people, the soldiers, when they returned, they were sent to the abbey to bring back their families. And the families, for the most part, were dead. But not from sickness. From superstition. From anxiety. From fear that their brother was going to kill them each one another. Essentially, they folded upon themselves. They were so filled with, how do you say in old? Not familiar with the word, when one is over concerned about something happening, but if they're not.
Oh, you've got a paranoid.
Paranoia, yes. Yeah, that's it. From paranoia, it drove them mad.
Huh.
It is a sad, terrible story. It is one that certainly all the Durendalese would know. Even I know the story.
Yeah, we know.
As far as I understand it, the soldiers burnt the abbey down and nobody goes to the island. It is considered forbidden.
Well, who forbids it? I mean, are we going to get in trouble if we go?
But you... the trouble?
If it's forbidden, who's saying we can't?
Why are you going to the island in the first place?
Because we're following that lead. That's the only lead that we've got that really points anywhere.
Points to Zarek being there.
Right.
Well, at least he started
Six
there.
People went there. They went, and only one came back.
Well, I do not know nothing about the law. I know the laws to abide by, but I cannot say what would happen to you if you go to the island. But who is preventing you from going there?
No one.
Well, you said it was forbidden. Just want to make sure.
You're too literal, he says.
Oh, okay. Oh, what? Like you just don't go there because it's
right.
It's probably bad.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. My old is not as good as I'd like for it to be.
So
you try to please speak plainly. I get it.
So you look at things of the celestial.
Yeah.
Is there there any way you can see about maybe what's in store for us with the Celestials?
You want me to read your fortune?
I don't really know if that's what you call it.
No.
I mean, I...
Well, you must understand, I am a royal astrologer to the Baroness. I am not allowed by charter to practice.
Forget I said anything. Nope. It's okay. I understand.
Well, so we're just pretty much letting you know that's where we're going. If you don't hear from us, you know something amiss is going there.
Well, Richard, Godspeed.
If you do hear from us, hopefully it's good news.
I do hope that your investigations come to some conclusion. It will be viewed with keen eyes by the Baroness. She has need of good, stable, good, earnest people. In particular, this could earn you, you call it, stuck with the Lady Baroness.
Well?
Know that she is, although she is attending to her baronly duties, that this would be a way into her inner circle, or at least to gain her trust.
That'd be good to have.
Yeah, plus it'd help people. I mean, I ain't just the only one with this kind of sting in your eyes. A lot of people, old people, young people, getting
that's
sick.
What I'm saying. If we don't do it, no one will.
But
so yes, you have. You, if you think this is a solid lead, then you should pursue it.
Right, and if we can find that man to get some answers from him, we'll bring him to you.
I don't know what man you're talking about, but I trust that your investigations are far from over.
I thought there was a bonus for if we had found the person
one.
Responsible. Am I mistaken?
The person responsible for the reek.
Right, to stop... Reek. Part of the pay, what I thought, was to stop the reek. The other
but
bonus
was
to...
What do you think a person is responsible for the reek? What would give you this idea?
Well, or whatever caused it. Because I'm thinking someone caused it. I think someone soiled that spring, and, well, that's what we're having the ill effects from. That's just my belief.
Well, you should go and validate your hypothesis. Yeah?
All right.
Well... Anyone else have any business for him? I think that we should perhaps take this meal in a more easy conversation and finish it in a nice manner. So anyone else have any other questions for him?
Well, I'm good.
If in the spring is contaminated, is there something we can pour in it to make it good again?
I think that's something we ask the priest.
Yeah, maybe priests come back later. Well, we can check first.
All right.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
And then Terwin will start to change the subject towards more small talk nature so that we can have a nice meal because he remembered that he got straight to the point at the beginning of the conversation. He's going to try and recover from that.
Enjoy the rest of the evening before the dirty business gets
in right.
The end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Harper will eat but with the intention of, like, he wants to eat and then kind of finish to get head out.
So you will eat and share some small chit-chat with Master Hexenstern, and the night will wind down, and we will stop here before you... embark upon your trip from Lovelock Bridge to the Lonely Island. All right, everybody gets 100 reward points.
Corruption?
Corruption! Whatever rolls equal to or less your corruption, you gain a chaos rank. I roll 7.
I'm sure you're heartbroken about that.
Okay, I'm in order.
So... next week, we will reconvene with Elisa, and Alistair will be back as well in full force.
I'm gone, remember. I'm in the Keys.
Oh, that's right. You're in the Keys. In fact, I think I'm out of town, too, now I think about it. I think I'm in... I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. But nonetheless, thank you all for tuning in to the Queen of Embers, and thank you for your patronage on Patreon. We will have this up on YouTube in due time. Otherwise, thanks for tuning in, and see you next week.
Next time.
See y'all.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.